In Britain, America's closest ally on the Iraq issue, the government's reaction to Baghdad's weapons declaration is in line with Washington's. Foreign Secretary Jack Straw called the document an obvious falsehood today, but Prime Minister Tony Blair promised more study and a formal and considered response later. Meanwhile, the British government has announced plans to ship military supplies to the Gulf region. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
On today's front page of the left-leaning tabloid, The Daily Mirror, a racy caption, on the warpath, ready to go in weeks. Judging by the headlines in the Daily Mirror's Fleet Street competitors, government views are hardening on this side of the Atlantic. Outside the Foreign Office today, Jack Straw offered a critical assessment of Iraq's weapons declaration and a warning.
We have set down a peaceful pathway to a resolution of this crisis, but it does require action and not deceit by Saddam Hussein. I am being realistic about what we think may be within the declaration. Saddam Hussein was given a final opportunity by the Security Council resolution. Otherwise, he faces being in material breach and he has to face the consequences.
Straw has seen the Iraqi declaration. He says the report omits critical information that UN inspectors noted in 1998, just before they departed the country. Most importantly, the Foreign Office says, Iraq failed to include information about an alleged cache of nerve agents and chemicals. This pervasive skepticism runs from the Foreign Office to Downing Street and into the Ministry of Defense here. Defense Minister Geoffrey Hoon says it's the reason why British tanks, munitions, and mobile hospitals are now being deployed to the Gulf region.
These are contingency preparations aimed at increasing the readiness of a range of options. This process does not lead inexorably to military action. The use of force is not inevitable. But as long as Saddam's compliance with UNSCR 1441 is in doubt, the threat of force must remain and must be real.
The Defense Ministry has also drafted plans to deploy up to 20,000 British soldiers to the region over the next few months. That prospect has some members of Blair's ruling Labour Party ratcheting up the pressure on the Prime Minister to call for a parliamentary vote to authorize military action. Alice Mahone, a Labour MP, spoke to the BBC's Today program this morning.
We expect there to be another vote, and I think there would be a great deal of anger, not just in Parliament, but in the Labour Party as a whole, if we went to war without specific United Nations resolution.
On the floor of Parliament today, the Prime Minister was asked when he'd call for a vote.
We've made it clear that it would be our intention to do so, although, of course, subject to the proviso that the Foreign Secretary set out, that there must be nothing done that would in any way endanger or imperil our troops should we require to act quickly.
Events are developing with such speed that Blair may have to act quickly and decide to forgo parliamentary approval. It's his choice to make. Under British law, he doesn't need that approval anyway. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.